Last year was a year of profound global upheaval. And of course, the business and human rights movement is not immune to those situations. The world's been shaken by increasing levels of conflict, by the rising ecological crisis, attacks on civic freedoms, and also rising inequality and a loss of public trust. So the call of our business and human rights movement for markets to be grounded in respect for human rights and environmental regeneration, I believe, is more relevant than it's ever been. Because we're now entering an age of contest of ideas. There's, on one hand, the narrow economic nationalisms that seem to be on the rise around the world. There's also the call for a return to business as usual, the very conditions which have brought us to this crisis. And then we've got our own movement with its vision of business delivering far greater levels of shared prosperity, of civic freedoms, climate action, the common good, and rebuilding public trust. The global team and our worldwide allies, as you'll see in this annual impact report, has been contributing through real world impact. For instance, we've been taking up as a simple act of solidarity over 1,200 allegations of abuse against corporates, bringing those allegations to the attention of companies and expecting responses in terms of increased dialogue as well as hopefully remedy. But we've also been engaging with companies and investors to improve their own policies and practices regarding human rights and environmental rights. That's illustrated in Know the Chain, for instance, on forced labour. And then, of course, we've been taking these issues up with governments in terms of the urgent need now for them to deliver smart regulation and smart business incentives through actions such as due diligence legislation, which we're seeing increasingly around the world. So there are enormous threats, but there's also real signs of progress. We have, for instance, the due diligence rules that are growing, but we also have just transition frameworks which are under development in Asia, in the European Union, in Latin America and in Africa. But these gains come from our movement speaking together with clarity and purpose. Unions, indigenous people, civil society, responsible companies, responsible governments and investors. But I have to say, of course, that there are powerful vested interests that are determined to stymie this progress. So we have to defend these hard-won gains in the coming years. 2025 is full of substantial threats. The retreat of democracy, corruption and crony capitalism on the move, corporate impunity growing, as well as the rising levels of conflict, and of course the unfolding genocide in Gaza and the violation of international humanitarian law in Russia. But where our voices of civil society and responsible business and governments are absent, that abuse will thrive and grow. But I believe also where our concerted voice is strong, we will make headway together. As the Business and Human Rights Resource Centre, we remain determined to ensure a future where investors and business value and promote the dignity, the equality and rights of workers and communities, and where governments insist that that has to happen.